I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. What do Jacksonville, Florida, and Nashville, Tennessee have in common? Well, they were both named to Black Enterprise magazine's new list of the 10 best cities for African Americans. Also on the list was perennial favorite Atlanta. For more, we're joined by Alan Hughes, managing editor for Black Enterprise, and Jeff Obafemi Carr, a Nashville local and host of the radio show Freestyle. So welcome, folks.
Thanks for having
me. Good to be here, Farai.
Yep. So this is always fascinating. Alan, I'll just say Chocolate City, Washington, D.C. is at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. I won't run through all of the cities. We'll talk about them. But why did these cities make it to the top 10? What were they judged on?
Well, there's a lot of factors, actually. We started off by looking at our readers themselves because they live in the cities. It's one thing as the editors to go and spend a day or two in the cities, but if you live there, you have a better sense of what the quality of life is in those particular cities. So we left it up to our readers and had an online survey in which they filled out what they thought was their favorite city and why. And that gave us our starting universe because, as you know, there's lots and lots of cities, and we needed to narrow the playing field a little bit. And when we came up with those cities, there were a couple dozen of them, and then we ran it through a program that we had developed specifically for this that looked at 28 different factors, and we can go into those factors later. And once we ran that program, the list you see is the list that the program came up with.
So you did this survey in 2004 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which cities made the cut then but didn't make it this year?
Birmingham, Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, Memphis, Tennessee. Those three cities were on the list in 2004 that did not return.
Well, my engineer and I are making little heartbroken faces right now because we're both from Baltimore. But that's all right. We forgive you.
Well, I'll have you know that no editors actually, you know, we're all from different parts of the country, and we all had our city that we were rooting for, and most of us were disappointed.
Chicago didn't make it. Detroit didn't make it. Los Angeles didn't make it.
New York City. I'm a New York
City. New York
native.
City. Exactly.
We're headquartered in New York.
I know. So let me go to Jeff, though. When you found out that Nashville made the list and New York, which you had lived in previously, did not, were you surprised?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised living, being a resident of both. I mean, here in Nashville, and one of the things that comes out often in conversations across the board, and by that, I mean at networking sessions with young Black professionals, in the barbershop, on the corner, sitting at a social event or a cultural activity, is when the article comes up and people talk about Nashville was named as one of the top cities for African Americans, it usually elicits a little bit of laughter because they say, well, wow, I wonder how much time the people who were interviewed spent in Nashville. Nashville does have a lot of good things going for it in terms of potential. And I think that a reader of Black Enterprise would also be a person who would probably fall into that category of a young professional, somebody who probably moved here to work for one of the corporations that has become headquartered here, whether it's Dell or Nissan or one of the other banks that are here. And there's a lot of good potential here because the cost of living is reasonable. And we have activities from the Titans to the Predators. I don't know if we're really hockey fans yet. We really bought into that fully. But I think that sometimes surveys are filled out on the potential that people see here.
Keep in mind that the survey was just a small portion of it. That gave us our starting universe. We still ran these 28 different quality of life criteria elements, and that really was the determining factor.
Right.
Well, factors.
Right.
So what were the quality of life issues, Alan? I mean, just give me a couple of examples.
Yeah, sure. Median home value, we looked at places that were more affordable, and that's what knocked out places like New York and Chicago. Mm-hmm. Black home ownership rates, the median household incomes, Black mortgage rejection percentages. Obviously, you want a low percentage of rejections. We looked at things like graduation rates. And if I didn't mention household incomes, we looked at household incomes. And as I said, there were 28 different factors that we thought were very important to the African-American community. And we gave those factors a higher weighting than, I know, public transportation, which is something we looked at. But for our audience, we thought Black graduation rates was a little bit more important than that. So we didn't give them the equal weighting. So the things that pertain specifically to the black community had a higher weighting on the list than things like, you know, how well the roads are.
Jeff, two-thirds of the cities in this study fell below the Mason-Dixon line. So two-thirds of the winners, the people in the top 10, cities in the top 10, rather. So give us an example of why you think that is by telling us something about Nashville that you love.
Well, I think what I really love about Nashville is the fact that we are starting to get the infrastructure in place that a larger city would have. We don't have the great public transportation that I missed in having in New York or that you have in a Chicago or a D.C. or even in Atlanta. We don't have that. It's coming into place now. They're starting to get rail transit. They're working on building a new public transportation system, and everybody is coming into the inner city ring, so to speak. But that's giving us infrastructure of a big city, but there's still enough of a small town feel for you to be comfortable in knowing your neighbors. And I think that's what's attractive for people below the Mason-Dixon line, to not be in a place where things are so fast, but not to be in a place where they're so slow that you feel like you kind of kick back and put a piece of hay in your mouth, too. So I think that's what's attractive. Now, the flip side of that, is that there are still some problems here. We talk about young professionals and opportunities here. 10 years ago, less than 1% of the city contracts went to minority vendors, including African Americans, and we're 27% of the population here. So they commissioned a study that was a disparity study, spent $500,000 in another 10 years, and 10 years later, we're still less than 1% of those contracts. So in terms of that opportunity, we still have some places to go with that. And so if people think you're going to come to Nashville to, if you look on the BE list and you're going to receive milk and honey, you might want to come expecting to find the cows and the hives full of bees. And if you have the skills and desire to extract that milk and to process that honey, then, yeah, because of cost of living and available housing, you can be successful.
Alan, we are almost out of time. Very briefly, if you think that your city rocks and it's not on the list, what sorts of things should you do? And, you know, you must be getting a ton of letters. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who wants to see their city thrive?
Well, what they can do is when we revisit this in another 3 years, they can be sure to fill out the online survey because, as you said, that gives us the starting point. However, if the crime rate is really high, the unemployment rate is really high, and, you know, that the percentage of foreclosures is really high, then it's not going to make a lot of difference.
So what you're saying is love alone will not put you on the list. Alan and Jeff, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right. Thanks, Al.
Alan Hughes is managing editor for Black Enterprise Magazine, and Jeff Obafemi Carr is host of the radio show Freestyle, and he joined us from Spotland Productions in City No. 5, Nashville, Tennessee.